Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down.
All right, so the globalists plan is in deep trouble. It's not been defeated. Trump is definitely a nationalist, thinks he's doing the right job. Compared to them, it's night and day. We're going to be covering Trump essentially making the biggest moves ever to pull us out of the UN. Coming up next segment, I want to play Larry Grathwald, who was a Green Beret, got recruited by the Weather Underground and the people that advised Obama, and their plan to have uprising, civil war, race-based systems. Then now they would, back when we were 200 million people, put 50 million of us in camps and kill 25 million of us. So I thought you should just see this to remind you who's programming these leftists you see all over the country. Then we'll come back with our special guest, William F. Jasper, on the current situation. Stay with us.
Larry Grathwall became a member of the Weather Underground organization as an undercover operative for law enforcement agencies in Cincinnati. His role within the organization was to carry directives from the Central Committee to the operating units in the field.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. Now, I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
The strategy of terrorism is bizarre, but it works. It already has succeeded in many countries, and it's well into the middle or final stages of development in the rest of the world. It definitely can happen here. Our defense does not lie in specially trained military units or in new psychological techniques for negotiating with terrorists. The only way to combat terrorism is to prevent it, and that requires an efficient intelligence network. The issue is clear. We must pick up the pieces and reassemble our internal security system. The Marxist-Leninists could never succeed if their intended victims were aware of the strategy and tactics being used against them. By the same token, if these ploys remain unknown to the average person, then no amount of intelligence operations or internal security can protect us. Because innocent people, particularly among the youth who are being exposed to the theories of Marx and Lenin,
just
will
like this
fall
woman
into the trap. And new revolutionaries will be created faster than the old ones even can be identified. So the ultimate solution lies in an informed electorate, the rock foundation of any system that hopes to remain free.
Absolutely, and now they're finally making their move. This is the Gooderdammerung.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far.
Globalists and their communist minions have been trying to take down this country for really 100 years. And there's a global awakening. And we have President Trump that overall is opposing it and is trying to reestablish U.S. sovereignty. And right on time, you see the whole Soros system has predicted the Podesta plan, trying to have these uprisings, organizing all these soccer moms to go out and assault and attack and ram ICE. That the corporate media covering up her, trying to run over the agent, them doxing, all of that, it's quite the moment. And we'll get into that with William F. Jasper, the head of the John Birch Society, and the editor there at New American Magazine, really the preeminent longtime organization that's been predicting this and forecasting it and fighting it. So I wanted to get him on. I appreciate him coming on short notice to talk about what happened 2 days ago and got little attention. Trump's order, new national directive, pulling out of 66 organizations, and a bunch of them, top UN organizations. I'm not the leading expert on this and all the treaties and things, but to me, it looks like basically essentially pulling out to a large extent, kind of like he pulled out with Liberation Day from the World Trade Organization and said it doesn't have any authority. He didn't officially leave, but he cut its legs off. I want to elaborate on that and then go through the order. We'll put it on screen. And what this does, and then also get your take on geopolitics, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, Trump announcing he is preparing airstrikes in Mexico on the cartels. William F. Jasper, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure. Glad to be on.
Well, it's got to be historic for you fighting this since you were in college because your parents woke you up, but that's a whole other story. How big is this? Am I reading this wrong? This is essentially the beginning of a pullout or a partial pullout? Or I mean, to me, it looks bold.
This is, I think you hit it just right. This is very big. There's been nothing like this ever before in the 80 plus years of the United Nations. So this is historic, and we can get into it. It is not the total answer, of course, because this all that he did 2 days ago with his executive order of withdrawing us from these organizations, NGOs, and official adjuncts of the United Nations could be reversed by the next administration, which we saw happen previously with UNESCO, with the World Health Organization, et cetera. So we can get into that. This is very important. But before we do, I just wanted to make note of your opening program. You had the Larry Grathwall interview on there, former Weather Underground undercover operative who exposed the terrorist plan for the United States. And of course, that was taken from the video documentary 1979, No Place to Hide, the Strategy and Tactics of Terrorism. And so I worked with Ed Griffin on that. I was the research assistant when we put that together with William McElhaney and Ed Griffin for Congressman Larry McDonald, who was the chairman of the John Birch Society when he was shot down by the terrorist regime in the Soviet Union on September 1, 1983. So
it just shows how much you guys have been the ultimate skin of the game.
Yeah, so that brought a lot of memories to me, and that's so apropos right now, because when he stated that, clear back, I think we filmed it in 79, right after the Sandinistas had taken over Nicaragua, and all of the Weather Underground communist terrorists were down there celebrating this. It sounded so extremely unlikely that this could ever happen. But think of what happened just in the last 4 years under Biden, where 10 to 20 million invaders came across our border. And of course, not all of them are terrorists. In fact, it probably a relatively small number of them are terrorists. But if you get, when you're talking about millions, you can have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of actual agents and terrorists and armed insurrectionists.
Well, we have videos all over the country in the last 3 days of tens of thousands rallying, saying, "Save a life, kill ICE. We're going to hang Nome. We're going to burn them all. We're going to overthrow America." I mean, these people mean business.
Yeah, so this is the communist globalist playbook, and it couldn't have happened without both of those elements: the globalists working at the top, the communists working at the bottom. So you have the revolution from above and below, pressure from above, pressure from below. This has always been the playbook, and now we see it really in operation here. And when, getting back to the United Nations and what President Trump has done with targeting, as you point out, it's 62 or 66 organizations there, some of which are official UN organizations, very important to this whole globalist communist effort to use the environment to turn us into a global Maoist dictatorship, the so-called climate change global warming pact. That has two of the very important elements that are singled out in this executive order are the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That is the supposed scientific body that has given the predicate for.
So I was right when I did my little report last night quickly, where I thought out of all this, that was the most important, because that's the nerve center.
That one and the UN and the UNFCCC, which is the UN Framework on Convention on Climate Change. Yeah, that's right. So we just in November, we had the UN COP 30, that's Conference of Parties 30, the 30th one for the global warming, for the climate change. And of course, thank you. You gave a platform to my colleagues, Alex Newman and Andrew Mueller. They were down there. We were the only news organization down there, conservative or independent or skeptic, however you want to put it, down there in Brazil, Belém, Brazil, in November when they had this conference, and they're pushing forward this whole plan to communize the entire planet, to give the globalist and communist controllers absolute power over every aspect of our lives under the pretext of protecting Mother Earth and the environment from what? From carbon dioxide, the gas of life. And it shows how upside down the whole world has become, how totally Orwellian, that something as vital as CO2, which we put into our greenhouses to make the plants grow better, to give us more food, better flowers, etc. And they're claiming that this is such a danger to Americans, to the world, to humans. It's toxic, they say. That we need to have a global lockdown, and that's what they're trying to do. And that's, of course, just one of the major things that
they literally
that
want to turn
attacks.
The whole Earth with smartphones into a giant concentration camp. So, and I want to drill into all this with William F. Jasper, leading expert on this. But don't thank me for having Alex Newman on. Thank you guys for what you're doing. We're all in this together. But we need to focus on this, because just because Trump's in there and some populists are getting elected, those are just speed humps. If we don't institutionally educate the public and then put up laws and bulwarks against it and then really politically go on offense against the UN for the crimes they've committed. But let me give a 35,000 foot view. What do you make of Trump with Venezuela, kind of cut off Cuba, all that? I'm not a regime change guy. Previous wars were for the globalists. I, from what I see, think Trump thinks he's doing the right thing, but I don't trust the CIA and people not to sabotage it, but certainly saying he's going to start striking Mexican drug cartels in Mexico. All of this, from my sources, that the globalists are in full panic mode right now because Trump is just in a raw way exercising power. Take Greenland. We have a deal in the 50s, you know, after World War II, that, you know, perpetuity, kind of like Guantanamo Bay. So all of that, people, I don't think, understand that. I don't think it's Trump trying to be imperial. I think it's Trump trying to reassert American dominance when China and everybody else have been given control of the hemisphere. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. And you put your finger on it. This gets complicated because we have had, for the past century, the U.S. foreign policy and domestic policy being run by globalists, as evidenced by the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, etc. They have been running our policy, domestic and foreign, for a century now, and Republican and Democratic administrations. And so one after another, they have undermined our allies and the freedom-oriented governments in our hemisphere and around the world, and replaced them with viceroys for the New World Order. And so what we see now happening in Venezuela, the same thing with Trump, what Trump said about the Panama Canal, all Nicaragua, Jimmy Carter turned Nicaragua, and I should say Zbigniew Brzezinski and his whole crew, Cyrus Vance, all CFR trilateralists in the Carter administration, turned over Nicaragua to, which was our staunchest ally in the area, to the Sandinista communists. And they're in there now, just like in Venezuela. So in on one hand, it is a great move forward to finally have the Monroe Doctrine enforced and kick out Russia, China, and Cuba out of Venezuela, because that's what the Monroe Doctrine was about, was keeping the foreign powers out of our hemisphere. And the foreign powers that President Monroe was talking about were not as fatal to our way of life as Soviet Union, now Russia, and Communist China. So both of them have established their stranglehold on Venezuela. Maduro was just their satrap in the area. He was just their surrogate. And we just put out in the insider report of the New American the reminder that who was really keeping Maduro in power was the 20 to 30, or some by estimates as many as 40,000 of Fidel Castro's troops and intelligence sources there in Venezuela. They started coming in under Hugo Chavez, and then when Maduro replaced him, when Chavez died.
So that was his internal Praetorian Guard. 30-something of them got killed in the raid. We can show a graphic of that. And so this blockade of the oil to Cuba, how long can Cuba hold on, and how big is it if Cuba falls?
Well, so Cuba has been run by the Castro regime, by Fidel, and Raul, his brother, is still alive, but he's still, now we have Canel in there. And that's been going on since 1958. So that's a big thing. That was, again, Council on Foreign Relations working with the Soviet Union to put Fidel Castro in power. And that comes back to Venezuela. Most people don't realize this, but Venezuela at that time in 1958, who was taking over there? It was Romulo Betancourt. And Romulo Betancourt was a communist. He had been since the 1920s. And he said in the 1930s, I think around 1932, I am a communist now. I have always been a communist. I will always be a communist. But what happened when our State Department, under John Foster Dulles, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, and his brother Alan Dulles, who was head of the CIA at that time, they said, oh, we have to support Betancourt because he's an anti-communist. And yet it was Betancourt who helped put Fidel Castro in power.
And it was the John Birch Society and Mr. Welch and people like McCarthy that had been all vindicated, noticed this, and then that's when all the attacks happened. So I'm just humor me on this. I want to get into all the details in a moment. But I'm not a cheerleader for Trump. He's night and day compared to the Democrats. I know he means well. He makes mistakes. He listens to us, though, when we're able to get him information. I just know, on record, you're the leading, your organization and you are the leading organization, the most accurate information. And so just in general, you've always been really against Republican leaders and said they're sellouts and bad. When it comes to Trump, I just want people to understand that from all my research, he's really pragmatically doing what he thinks will secure the country, secure people's future and security, and raise our morale and stop the left from their ideological coup they're trying to engage in. And I just think listeners who, you know, get confused by all this and think this is like neocon regime change, this is completely different. It doesn't mean it couldn't be a trap. It doesn't mean it's very dangerous. But if Venezuela can be freed, Cuba can be freed, Mexico can be freed, and we can literally then move at that point to free up Brazil and so much. And because the very CIA that really propped up the communists has convinced Americans that, oh, it's pro-establishment to be anti-communist. It's really not. And it was the John Birch Society that pioneered with the documents the pressure from above and below. And Anthony Sutton, the head Senate archivist, had all that info confirming it and you know, had best-selling books on it that literally you have this relationship with the ultra-rich with communists. Even Obama, before he left office, gave speeches in Latin America, Africa, and China, and Vietnam, and said, oh, no, we're capitalists, but we work with communists, and we want to have a managerial system, and you can't have a car and air conditioner, the earth will overheat, but you'll be the, he talked to law firms and law schools, you'll be the new ruling class. We played the videos many times. This is an admitted system. So regardless of what people think about Trump, is this William F. Jasper in your research? Clearly Trump is a break from that and is trying to do the right thing, or am I wrong?
Well, you're right, but here's where it gets a little complicated, because as you pointed out, I believe from everything from our research that Donald Trump is not an insider, a globalist. He is an America First, but he's doing some things and surrounding himself with certain people. Like, for instance, as soon as this happened with Venezuela, who was on him like a duck on a June bug? It was Lindsey Graham, Mr. Neocon.
No doubt that Trump means well and is his own man, but his own man has not a lot of depth. He's admitted he doesn't have a lot of deep understanding of politics and systems. He admits that.
Right. And so he has these people who have swarmed around him. And Marco Rubio has never been an America Firster either. He's been a neocon war hawk, as his record shows. And so the other thing is the CIA, you know, so we find out at the time, right at the time of the arrest of Maduro, that actually the CIA with Marco Rubio has been working with Rodriguez, the Delcy Rodriguez, who is now put in charge in Venezuela, who is Maduro's right-hand gal, who is a very nasty communist, has been her whole life. She and her brother Jorge, who are considered to be the ones running the country now, the CIA selected them to be the people who would take over with Maduro, and they actually worked out an agreement with them. So there are still many, many, we don't know how many, deep staters in the State Department, in the CIA, as we've found in the Justice Department, in many of the government agencies. Trump has rooted many out, but then they've got lawsuits, and they've gotten their left-wing judges, many of them actual communist judges that are former National Lawyers Guild.
Sure, so they're holding it all up and bragging about it. Them. So let me ask you this. Give Trump advice right now. We probably get him this video. What do you, Trump overall doing a way better job than the last term. We get it. It's complex. Here's a globalist, top globalist expert. William F. Jasper, what does the president need to do right now?
Well, to drop back to what we were talking about with the United Nations, one of the easiest things that he could do is to support the Defund Act. That's D-E-F-U-N-D, Defund Act. That stands for disengaging entirely from the United Nations debacle. And this would not just temporarily cut off funding and participation by the U.S. in it, but it would enact into law a severance of the U.S. involvement with the United Nations and cut off all funding, not just with the 60-some organizations that are mentioned in the executive order, but with all of the UN agencies. And without that, this globalist infrastructure that has been built with the UN and all of its if you go on the UN website, on their NGO forum, you'll see they have thousands of NGOs. These are the fake grassroots groups. They're AstroTurf, foundation-funded, government-funded adjuncts of the United Nations. They provide this appearance of popular support for all of these operations around the world. And so if the Defund Act, which is the first time the John Birch Society has called for getting us out of the United Nations for now over 60 years. We've never before had what we have now in both the House and the Senate bills, the Defund Act. In the Senate, it's S-669. In the House, it's H-R-1498. But if you just refer to them as the Defund Act, we have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican White House. And if the Republicans mean anything about what they say about being America first, about opposing globalism, they will pass this law, and President Trump will sign it. We may not get another chance like this. If we don't know what's going to happen this year in the midterms, and then in 2028, if we don't have another Trump in the White House, there's no chance of passing this again. So
that's right. God
that's
is
one of the easiest.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest wins that we could have that would really deal a, maybe not a fatal death blow, but it would be a smashing blow to the whole globalist conspiracy to cut off all of our support for this terrible organization.
All right, stay there. Let's give more advice to the president and his advisors when we come back, because they're listening. I mean, but the point is, we have moved the needle big time. So thank God for that. Thank God when you say your prayers tonight, folks. I mean, I'm serious. We are really moving fast now. This is God bless everything. This is amazing.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And I'm not a doctor. It's not a medical claim. But people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Jasper all day. He leaves us in about 30 minutes. We're going to have Kyle Rittenhouse in the studio. What a perfect time to have him on with all that's happening in the world. But I want to be very clear with everybody. It should be easy to beat the globalists. They have a horrible, anti-human, neo-feudalistic system planned for us. It's all out in the open. And I was growing up reading all their quotes, and my parents would actually buy the books written by the globalists. They wouldn't just believe the John Birch Society articles about it. They go buy the book and read the book. My dad would, God, Zbigniew Brzezinski's admitting everything in this book. I'm sitting around like 6 years old listening to him talk about it. That sounded exciting to me. So I wanted to know about that. This is the real adventure. And when people understand, like, this is the fight, it's not work to fight this. This is exciting. And people like William F. Jasper and those before him that paved the way, they did all the hard work. Now we're at like the crest. We're actually have the initiative. We're actually winning right now. But this isn't like a Netflix show or some entertainment or a football game or some political genre. This is the real zeitgeist, boys and girls. This is the real world. So they fought like the devil to take me off air. Good luck. You know, now Elon Musk is awake. So, but we've also entered the danger zone because these globalists are going to trigger all sorts of crises. Try to stay in control. So, William F. Jasper, I wanted to just get your overall more advice to Trump, more advice to American people, what the globalists are going to do, what they're going to pull, more things Trump can do. Like, you fought so hard, finally have legislation in Congress after 70 years of work to actually fully cut off the tentacles and get out of this. I was thinking suspicion. This gets in front of Trump, he'll push it and get behind it. We are so in the pole position, it's ours to lose. And then I want to shift gears to the domestic uprisings, the communists, the left, what they're planning, because now they've released just minutes ago the body cam footage of the officer. Everything he said was true. Cell phone footage and more. That's all coming up here in a few minutes. But just William F. Jasper, I don't think I can explain to people how epic the moment is. It's got to be very satisfying for you and your parents before you fighting this fight that we've gotten to this moment. But it's almost like it's ours to lose. We don't want to lose this opportunity.
Absolutely. So we should take really great encouragement at this moment, because here we have, for the first time ever, a solid move that is very sweeping. It isn't just removing, as Reagan did, the UNESCO, or as Trump did also, taking us temporarily out of it. This is cutting off funding for close to 65, I think it's 64 or 65 different agencies and organizations in the UN. And so, as I said before, this is the first move, and we need to parlay that into a permanent and much larger move, which is to get us totally out of the United Nations. And you're going to hear a lot of people on the neocon supposed right that, no, we can't do that, because if we get out of the United Nations, that will just give China complete control over it. Look, what we have now is China and the Socialist International working together with the globalists at the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They are running the United Nations now with our prestige and with our money. And so if we take away our prestige, our money, our influence from it, that organization will fall.
Well, exactly. Look how the COVID response was run by China and Bill Gates. It's already run by them. So why do we play this game?
Yeah. So it's ridiculous for us to stay in it. And there are others on the supposed right who say, well, we can reform the United Nations. So in my books, in my articles on the UN, I was a correspondent at the United Nations, are accredited there for over 35 years. And so I've been there in the belly of the beast. I was at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 when all of the...
Well, let's just say it. You are the expert. Charter. You are the expert on our side on the UN.
So it's ridiculous. During that time, I've written a lot of articles on the supposed reform efforts within the United Nations. There have been dozens of so-called reform efforts. Oh, we're going to take care of that. And we always will have the Republicans and the conservatives who will say, oh, well, yes, let's reform it. Look, we should be completely over that by now. You look at what's happening right now in our streets on ICE. We already talked about how during Biden, untold millions of invaders came across our border. That goes back to the United Nations. At the United Nations in Geneva, Geneva is where we have the biggest concentration of UN agencies. You have the IOM, which is the immigration, or OIM, Organization for Immigration Migration. That is the organization which organized the dispersal of refugees and migrants.
And for those who don't know, they got us to sign on their migration treaty. They're in charge of who can come in. Trump's pulled out of that. And then they literally flood us with their own document replacement migration from 2000 and then say it doesn't exist while they do it.
Yeah. And again, here you see the communists and the globalists working together. The IOM is staffed with communists. The one who's in charge of it, though, is Amy Pope, who is from the State Department. She's a Council on Foreign Relations member. She was working in the Obama and the Biden administration, and Biden nominated her for this UN post. And so she's over there still running this, giving hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax dollars to this UN organization to organize flying invaders from Africa, from Asia, from Latin America into the United States. So so we see in this executive order, one of the organizations that he's defunding is, here I see it's number 11, is the Global Forum on Migration and Development. So that is one of the non-governmental organizations that is working with the IOM, the International Organization on Migration, to flood us with all of these so-called refugees, these migrant invaders. So cutting off the funding for that, it should be a no-brainer. And we should ferret out all these other ones that we're getting, as I pointed out, there are several thousand listed on the UN website, and many of them are getting U.S. aid from the U.S. aid agency that the DOGE commission was trying to ferret out.
And people that don't understand
we need to cut off all of that.
They understand the UN, when we're in these treaties, they create the policy that our government follows. That's why whether you're in Australia, Germany, the U.S., or Canada, it's the exact same policy. Drag queen story time. You know, getting rid of single-family homes. Mondami saying we're taking homes from white people. Whites can't have their own homes. It sounds totally insane. Mondami says we're about to take control of the means of production. This is real full-throated communist attempt to take over right now. Now, are they in a strong position, or are they firing all their guns at once because they're weak?
Well, so what we're seeing here now is, as I pointed out, we just had the COP30. All across the world, in reference to what you just said, we have cities, several hundred cities that have adopted this C30 cities program for sustainable development goals. And that's where these 15-minute cities are coming out of. This is all a UN program. It's to basically force lockdowns on cities, and you are not able to take your vehicle outside of your designated 15-minute area, except for a designated number of times per month or per year. And that can change based on whatever the commissars decide is the appropriate
level. And they're trying to induce us into this tyranny. It's outrageously ridiculous. And the only way it can operate is if we don't expose it. And so people think, the good old boys, I see blue helmets, I'm going to blow their ass away. They don't come that way. They take over your water system. They take over your government. They take over your education. They take over your infrastructure. They put a kill. They don't come with blue helmets.
Right. So they want to take control of the water. They want to take control of the, and they're doing this in various areas. They want to take control of the food. And so the United Nations formed a strategic partnership, a signed strategic partnership with the World Economic Forum in 2019. They signed it. We showed pictures of Klaus Schwab with Antonio Guterres at the United Nations. They signed it. And so one of the things they have is set up these strategic food hubs around the world, which will control the distribution of food.
They have the carbon taxes that John Kerry 2 years ago saying, we got to cut farming in half or people will starve, while they ban fertilizer and ban cow farts, while they kill the resources, they then come in to take control of food.
And the diesel, which is necessary to run tractors and the transportation of foodstuffs. So, yeah, this connect the dots and you see that this is a plan for global regimentation, global genocide by those who think that the world is already overpopulated. And so the unnecessary population will have to go. That means we'll have to cut off their energy, cut off their
heat. When did you report this? I remember like 30 years ago you reported on food as a weapon from the UN conference. What was it, like 28 years ago?
Something like that.
What was the China conference you covered where it was like, I remember you wrote food as a weapon or you were involved in the covering.
Yeah, so that we cut actually at the Millennium Summit, which was in the year 2000. So that was 26 years ago. But before that, actually, it goes back to 1992, which I mentioned before, is the Rio Summit, because that was they recapitulated there the earlier Human Habitat Summit, which called for control over all housing and all human things. So if you go to in the UN documents, they keep referring to previous documents, previous summits over and over again, and they build this up gradually to where they piecemeal have taken away all of our freedoms, transferred all of these powers. They want to empower the United Nations and all of its adjunct agencies, legislatively, judicially, executive, and that includes police and military and regulatory
powers. And that's
7277.
We should talk about that. But the average person still goes, the UN's discredited. They don't have power. They don't understand. It's interfacing with the governments. It's got BlackRock banks backing it. So maybe one out of 100 times you see a UN sign on something, but when you know all this, you're at the mall, you see billboards, you're at the doctor, you see UN control, UN regulation. It's actually everywhere.
Well, yes, and so if you go on our website, thenewamerican.com, and our global power grab issue, which is our 80th anniversary issue of the United Nations, which we put out in July of last year. We've gone from a biweekly to a monthly magazine. So this whole monthly magazine is on the United Nations. And it gives the whole picture of the UN. And one of the very important parts of it is our centerfold, which shows a map of the world, and it shows all of the various agencies of the United Nations and their operations around the world. And when I was showing this to people from Europe, they were blown away by this because they live right in there, even some who live in Austria and Switzerland, where all of these agencies are located, had no idea how massive this was.
And for folks that don't know, I've seen the maps. It shows whole zones that are a mix of countries just taking everybody's land. I mean, it's like Hitler did it with tanks. They're doing it with bureaucracy.
Right. And when you go in third world countries, this is where it becomes very obvious, because all of these agencies, these UN agencies with our money, have set up whole tent cities. They've set up whole operations all over the globe, and they dominate the economies and the political systems of these countries. And that's why you can have China having or the Socialist International putting forward proposals at the United Nations and getting 180 votes in their favor, because they dominate in all of those areas and they bribe officials. And so they've gradually taken over most of the countries of the world. So most people are unaware of the Progressive International and the Socialist International. Those are two Marxist-Leninist organizations that include most of the political parties on the left from throughout the world, and including the ruling parties of well over 150 nations. And they always consistently vote for more socialism, more communism. They vote against freedom. And they're the ones who dominate the United Nations. They're carrying out the globalist and communist agenda.
Well, we're almost out of time. We've got to come back again soon. But we are definitely making major gains here. Looking at domestic issues, here is cell phone footage. I said body cam, but it's shot by Officer Jonathan Ross, or ICE agent, who 6 months ago got drugged hundreds of yards and almost killed, and stitches all over his body. And the corporate media won't show him being rammed or bouncing off the hood, then shooting her, or that she's Antifa, or that she's anti-ICE, or that her wife dropped her off to do all this. But here's the footage of the wife dropping her off and then what she's up to, and then the ramming. You hear him, his body being hit in the impact, and then he pulls the trigger. This is point of view footage from ICE agent who was rammed by anti-ICE activist Renee Good in Minnesota, has now been released. He was clearly not just hit, but hit hard. You can hear it. 100% justified use of force. Waltz and the mayors are liars. And so here is that footage. Here it is.
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
Show your face.
I'm not mad at you.
That's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
That's
go ahead.
Get out of the mall.
So there you go. Rams him with a car, deadly weapon, like swinging a hatchet at somebody.
Hey,
So this is LARPing to them, but it's not.
Hey, we don't change our plates.
It's not a video game when you're ramming people. William F. Jasper, you talk about the NGOs. I learned about them from you 30 years ago. The UN, all over the world, gets not just funding from the governments, but they get funding from local governments, individuals that also go into all this. So we found the head of the UN Security Council is heavily involved in the Somali scams in Ohio and other areas. People are surprised. Isn't that the bread and butter of the UN? Briefly on that, and then big picture, they're trying to kick off new George Floyd riots. I'm worried about a major false flag where they mow down a bunch of these protesters and blame it on a Trump supporter.
Well, one of the things you asked about is advice we could give to the administration, to President Trump. When we look at what's happening in Minneapolis and all of these other anti-ICE activities across the country, this is an important invitation for us to reinstitute the Reese Committee on tax-exempt foundations, because it has recently been confirmed on a number of studies that have come out that our tax-exempt foundations, our major corporations, and our government agencies are funding hundreds, if not thousands, of these groups, such as PSL, which is a Party of Socialism and Liberation, Freedom Road Organization, various communist groups like the Workers' World Party, etc. These are getting funding from federal grants and from foundations, and this should not be allowed. It's illegal activity. It's illegal for them to be funding these kinds of organizations and these kinds of activities. And this has been going on for 75 years. And the last time that we had an attempt to expose this with the Reese Committee in Congress, we had all of the globalist media come down on it. All of the communist organizations came out and rioted in the streets, and that squelched it. And we really haven't had an expose of that in the whole time period since. And that's why we have this global network, and particularly here in the United States, all the Antifa and all of the organized pro-migrant invasion groups, etc., running rampant across the country, because they're being paid to do that. And we have to cut off their funding, just like we have to cut off the UN funding. So one of the things that the Trump administration could do is use the legitimate powers of the IRS. We'd like to see the IRS and the income tax completely abolished. But while these tax-exempt foundations are able to keep their tax-exempt status, they should abide by the law, and they should be prosecuted for repeat serial violation of the IRS code. So if we want to stop all the rioters, cut off their funding. So if we want to go further, we should take away the regulatory power that so many of these other agencies have that are stopping the states from carrying forward their efforts to free up the economy and to free up American business and activity in their areas. What we have going on currently is many of the regulatory agencies of the fourth branch of government are continuing to impose all of their bureaucracy on the American people. One of the things that President Trump could do, where he has been misled by the tech bros, is on the TSA. I'm going to get ready to fly out shortly, and I'm going to go to the airport. And when I go through the TSA line, the TSA agent is going to say, step up to the camera. I'm going to say, no, thank you, and I'm going to not get my picture taken. But over the last 10 times I've been to the airport, I'm the only one who does that. Everybody else thinks that they have to move up there and have their facial recognition identification taken, like as if we're in communist China. That's part of the Real ID program. We battled that for 20 years. And many of your listeners, I'm sure, and viewers did as well. We were able to keep that off through all of the previous administrations, but
Kristen But now they're sneaking it through Trump. Absolutely. There's no law you got to do that. It's not about stopping illegal.
All of that surveillance stuff has to be stopped.
I agree. By the way, I have my earpiece in. I was listening to you. Normally, you don't pause. I was just literally moving stuff around, cleaning my desk. It was Kyle Rittenhouse about to come in. So I was here listening to every word you were saying. TheNewAmerica.com, TheNewAmerica.com, William F. Jasper. Let's talk again in the next few weeks. This is moving very quickly. Congratulations on all the great work you do in your organization. Without you, we'd be literally completely screwed. So you guys are unsung heroes for people that have just now kind of woken up the last few years. Yeah, you guys have been the Michael Jordans of this fight. So God bless you and thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle Rittenhouse can talk about all of this. He's lived it. He's been on the ground. He's also a very smart young man. And he's been through the show trials, and, you know, which ended up being fair. I've been through the show trials. I guess he got a real trial. But that's all coming up next hour. And the next hour, we'll take your calls for Kyle Rittenhouse as well. Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, you know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period where there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound-feet, on and on and on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO-type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.